never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is the poet and novelist Meg Eden. She teaches creative writing at the University of Maryland and at Anne Arundel Community College, and her new novel is called Post-High School Reality Quest. Meg, it's good to meet you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So you're going to recommend a couple of novels. The first is by a woman, I think I'm pronouncing her name right, Kristi Wiemke, and it's called Karma Kular's Mustache. What's that about?
So it's a middle grade. It's about a girl transitioning from sixth grade and trying to get used to all the changes that involves when she discovers that she has a mustache growing in and is terribly self-conscious about that. She has some issues with her friends, and so she's trying to figure out how to cope with all these changes going on.
Being in middle school is hard enough, and then, you know, and every little thing is really tough. Does the author really get inside the mind of a middle schooler? That can be hard to do as well.
Absolutely. Well, I was wishing that I'd had this book when I was growing up. I was like, that was me. I had facial hair when I was younger and totally mortified about it. And so she got into that head very well, but also I felt like I could relate to it as an adult too. And I was very impressed because middle grade, that's very, very hard. You're not only trying to get into the head of someone much younger, but to be able to relate beyond that age group is pretty impressive to me.
And that happens with good writers. I mean, if it's meant for, you know, an adolescent girl, but it still resonates with adults, that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
The other book you want to recommend is a real classic, C.S. Lewis, The Screwtape Letters.
Well, I grew up with a mother that was obsessed with books. I'd go into the pantry, try and find cereal, I'd find the Britlet section instead. I loved it. As a Christian, I love it because of the spiritual allegories and thinking about spiritual warfare. As a writer, I love the idea of being able to portray a different perspective of such a familiar kind of story that we hear about spiritual warfare and hearing it from a very different perspective. I think that's great.
This book was published in 1942.
Yes.
But it still sells like crazy and still has an awful lot of people interested in it. What do you think accounts for its enduring?
Well, I think a good book gets at the human experience. It gets at something that we can all relate to no matter what time period that we're in. And hearing about, I guess, temptation and struggle and all those things are eternal. Those are things that we always experience no matter what age, no matter what time we grow up in. And I think reading that from a clever perspective is something that will always engage us.
There's a new special annotated edition of this book. Oh. I mean, it's the 50th anniversary of C.S. Lewis's death. He is an author and a figure that's really very unique. I mean, because there is this theological, religious dimension to him, as well as a very writerly dimension.
Absolutely. And I encourage everybody to read it, no matter what your spiritual standpoint is, because as a writer, I can appreciate it for what he's doing, for its literary qualities.
All right. Well, Meg Eden, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
The writer Meg Eden, she teaches creative writing at the University of Maryland and at Anne Arundel Community College. She's recommending Karma Kular's Mustache by Kristi Wiemke and the classic C.S. Lewis novel, The Screwtape Letters. Meg's new novel is due out next month. It's called Post-High School Reality Quest. What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can also check us out online at wipr.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great holiday weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.